good people. You are listening to Feel Free to Deviate, the podcast about people, their careers, and their relationships with success. I'm the host, and my name is Jim Turbert. My daughter and her classmates are in the midst of choosing which high school they will attend next year. In the Netherlands, high school begins at 12 years old, and the first year is what they call a bridge year. It seems a bit weird to me, but I suppose the middle school I went to was similar to the concept of a bridge year. It's just different. She and her classmates are rushing off to different schools for open days, information evenings, and trial classes, hoping to figure out which Rotterdam school will cater to their needs. After 8 formative years together, most of these young minds will break away and go off to make new friends and forge new paths on their own. And there is a lot of stress and expectation that goes along with that. I'm not sure, but I think most of the stress is coming from the parents. But I didn't talk to any of them yet. Maybe I will. I'm not sure if that's something that I want to commit to, but I did talk to my own kid about how she feels about it, and that is what this episode is. We had a chat this afternoon before visiting a school. I'm not sure if this is interesting or insightful for you, or if it's just self-indulgent nonsense, but hey, isn't that what podcasts are for the most part? Anyway, it's a quick one. Give it a shot, and I'll check back afterwards for a wrap-up. Before I start the episode, I'd also like to acknowledge that it's December, and that means winter holidays are nigh. Happy holidays, whichever ones you choose to celebrate or ignore. If you celebrate nothing, I salute you as well. I want to let you know that I don't plan on posting any new episodes for the rest of the year. I haven't taken any time off from the podcast since I started, and last week I was knocked out by COVID, and it set me back a little. Frankly, I don't feel like doing anything right now, and as an unemployed guy, I am beholden to no one. So if I can't take time off now, when can I take time off? I'm going to rest up and hang out with my kids during their winter break. I may even try to actually enjoy the holiday season for once. I generally have a hard time getting into it, but not this year. This is going to be the one. It's going to be awesome. Maybe. Okay, I've said too much. Settle in for a brief chat with the 11-year-old I know best. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to have a chat with me.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Just so everybody knows, I'm Jim's daughter. James' daughter.
Nobody calls me James.
So?
What are we doing this afternoon?
We're going to a school, a middelbare school.
Yeah, a middelbare school is a high school.
A high school.
For all those English-speaking people out there, Americans, they don't call it middelbare school.
No.
And you know what? And I'm sure that some Americans go looking at schools, but when I was in school, I did not.
You just went to a school.
I just knew the school I was going to go to. They did have they arranged days within the school so I could go visit the school. They had like a, I think they call it move up day.
And move up.
Something like that, where you go to the next grade and then you go and experience what you're going to experience the following year. But I guess it was kind of like all these visits that you're doing, except there was no choice.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
How many schools have you visited so far?
I think about 7.
How many of them did you like?
I almost like them all because it's a school. So some of them have special things they do there. I like Montessori Mavo the most. It's a very small school, so that's nice.
And you like the small schools better?
Yes, because then there are less people. And if you don't know where the classroom is, it's less.
That's your main concern, not knowing where the classroom is?
No.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know,
yeah, I like the school. It's colorful and it's nice.
I liked it too when we visited. Well, what else do you like about it? What makes you like that school more than some of the others that we visited?
Everybody was friendly, but students there are more friendly than other schools.
Oh,
because some schools people are being just weird and crazy and. Some people say, come to this school. And other people say, no, don't go to this school. This is the weirdest school ever.
Did they really say that?
Yes. Oh. At some schools.
At which one?
Rudolf Steiner.
They suggested that you not go there?
Yes, some kids.
Oh.
And there was another school, but I don't know which one it was.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter. I didn't get the impression that any of the kids were mean. were bad.
They were not mean, but they were just weird.
Or weird. I actually talked to several of the kids when I was visiting the schools, because I feel like talking to the kids is a better way to get an idea about what the school is than talking to the teachers. Of course, you have to talk to the teachers about logistics, but it's nice to know what the kids are going through.
Mm-hmm.
We
talked to two kids at the one that I went after Krav Maga.
You went to one on Saturday?
Yeah, with Mama, and after that we went to across the street, and then.
Oh, I don't even remember what that one is. But do you like this process of going to look for all the schools, or even the fact, like, do you like that you have to go look for all these schools?
Well, in one way, yes, and in one way, no. Because then you can choose, and then you can see which school you like the most and which one, you prefer. And no, because you have to go to all the schools and you get a lot of bags of the school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. Free bags. Just what we need.
No.
You have to make a choice. So, you like that you get to choose. But I'm curious, like, do you feel like you're really getting a handle on what the school has to offer in this one day or this one afternoon that you're going to visit for maybe a couple hours?
Well.
And you talk to all the teachers. Maybe you talk to a couple students. But they're essentially.
It's also the building that you.
Okay.
You need to know.
The building is important to you?
Yes.
All right.
It needs to be a fun building.
Because the teachers and the students are essentially trying to sell you the idea of the school. But for you, the building is also super important.
Well, you go to it every day, so you need to like it, not think it's ugly.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting, because I talk to a lot of people about their jobs, and historically a lot of workplaces are horrible cubicles where people just go and they live in pain and suffering, which is what you're training for. You know, you're going to high school so you could get a crappy job somewhere. Hopefully you won't get a crappy job.
No, hopefully.
I think it's kind of cool that you get to choose the school in the same way that you get to choose the direction you want to go in life. Do you feel like there's a lot of pressure on you?
Well,
first of all, how old are you? I know how old you are. Tell
11,
everybody how old you
I'm
are.
I'm 11. And sometimes I like going to schools, and sometimes it's not. I just don't want to go because it's one way. Yeah, maybe because you're sleepy or grumpy or whatever.
I have that most days.
I have that in the morning that I'm very sleepy and I don't want to go to school and stuff.
So what would you rather do instead?
Sleep.
That's it? Just sleep?
If I'm sleepy and I want to sleep, I sleep.
Yeah, but aside from sleeping and aside from, like, if you could choose what you want, what you could do during the day, what would you do?
Do fun stuff. I have to name everything or not?
Everything. You have to name everything.
Okay, this and that and that and this and this.
I don't know. Just name a couple things. Like, what sort of stuff would you like to do? This isn't a test, by the way.
Sports.
Yeah.
Fun museums.
Yeah, I like museums too. Not everybody likes museums, which I find
Rosa
interesting.
Rosa doesn't like museums.
Yeah, what's up with that?
She thinks it's boring.
Hey, it takes all types.
Drawing.
Yeah, what do you want?
Talk with friends.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know that. Okay, so you'd rather do like these sort of active and creative things?
Yes.
Do you see the value in the other stuff that they're teaching you? I think I understand where you're coming from, where you want to do all those things, where you want to do sports and you want to draw and stuff like that. And I think that you should have the opportunity to do those things.
Yes, sometimes we do it at school too.
Yeah.
We at least have sports at school, and we do drawing at least every week.
Yeah.
Or knutselen.
Yeah.
So we do at least those two things every, and during the breaks, I talk with friends, so.
That's for sure. But, you know, drawing once a week or doing like one or two days of gym is not really the same as immersing yourself in that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about your free time? Because I feel like most of your free time is spent doing other stuff. Do you feel like there's too much going on in your life, or there's not enough, or do you feel like you have room for more?
Because
I feel like as your father, I feel like every moment is, obviously not every moment is spoken for, but I feel like you're pretty busy. You're always doing something. You're always going somewhere.
Well, I'm always doing something. Of course.
Of course. That goes without saying.
I'm a kid.
Well.
Or draw, or play with Doris, or...
No, I know what you do. I know what you do, but like, do you feel like there's not enough time to do the things that you really want to do? Like, if you want to do more sports, do you feel like there's not enough time to do more sports? Do you feel like there's not enough time to draw between any of the homework exercises you have to do?
Well, there's enough time, but... Well, there... Sometimes I didn't... Yeah, sometimes there's not enough time. Sometimes there is enough time.
Yeah.
I have that at school. Then I think, when is the time done so we can do the next thing? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think, I'm not ready yet. More time. Yeah. So that's very annoying. And at home, I don't really have that.
No?
No.
Not even when someone tells you to brush your teeth?
That is annoying.
Or stop doing headstands? Handstands, sorry.
Especially Dora says that.
She does.
Yes.
How do you feel about your teachers and also Mama and me? Like, do you feel like we order you around too much? Or do you feel like you need that? Or do you want that? Or do you feel like we need to stop doing that so much? Because I know that some parents are very democratic and they're just like, oh, what do you want to do? And I'm often just like, go over there. Go do this.
Yeah.
This is not a democracy. And yeah, I think that there are merits to that because I think that kids need to learn that there are times when you just have to do stuff and it's not necessarily what you as an individual want to do.
Yeah.
But I also understand that it's not nice to have someone constantly barking orders at you.
Yeah, you're not barking orders.
Well, I try to find a middle time. Ground.
But like eating and brushing my teeth and go to school.
Drinking.
Oh, yeah, drinking. You do order me, but I understand that.
Yeah.
Because I just need to do that.
You do.
Yes. But that's...
Practicing your timetables.
Oh. I don't want to do that.
No, neither do I. I understand, but you still have to do it.
I say no, but yeah. Most of the other things, I do it.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
But how does it make you feel?
Well, of course, I don't want to do it.
No.
But if I did it, I can do something else.
Maybe your perspective is different because you're a child, but it only takes a couple of minutes to do these things.
No.
Yeah.
Well, when I did the timetables.
I know for a child, it feels like forever.
I did 10 minutes and then you said, more, more.
did I say it like that?
No. You said it in your way.
Did I have a whip?
What's a whip?
You don't know what a whip is?
Well, whipping, I know what whipping is, but not a whip.
Like, you know, like if you're in a carriage, you have to whip the horse. You have it's like a leather strap that you hit an animal with to make it go faster.
But it's sad.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not nice.
No.
That's what I'm saying. You're not supposed to whip people into doing things. It's not nice.
No.
Since there are so many schools that you get to choose from, you're going to be broken up from all your friends next year. How does that make you feel?
Sad.
Yeah?
But I will probably make new friends.
Of course you're going to make new friends. Do you think you're going to keep the old friends?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All of them?
Well,
you guys are going to be buddies forever.
Maybe not all of them, probably.
Like at the
not.
End of Greece. You don't understand that reference, but the people who are listening do.
Oh, I don't. What does it mean?
We'll always... be together.
I think I will stay.
You're forced
friends
to be
with
together for what? For 8 years now.
Yeah. Well, and some kids.
The most formative years of your life thus far.
Yeah.
And then you might not see any of these people again, except for maybe bumping into them at the carnival or something. But you think you're gonna stay friends with some of these kids?
Yes.
When I talk to people on the podcast, I always ask them if they feel successful. And I'm not going to ask you that because, yeah, I mean, it's dumb. It's a dumb question for a child.
Yes.
It's kind of a dumb question for an adult. Do you know? Do you have any idea what success is or what it means?
It's hard to explain. I think I know what it means, but it's hard to explain.
It's not that hard. Spoiler alert. Everyone sort of has their own definition of success. But they're all very similar.
Okay.
And some of them revolve around certain, yeah, I'm not going to say any more about it because I don't want to taint your answer, but if you were an adult, what would make you feel happy and content? What is your future life? What is the future life that you want for yourself?
A puppy.
That's pretty easy to get.
Well, you need money.
Sure.
And I want to be acrobat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not exactly what I was looking for.
What were you looking for then?
When you're an adult, how will you know that you've accomplished the goals that you have for yourself? I mean, okay, you just said you want a puppy and you want to be an acrobat.
Yes.
How are you going about becoming an acrobat?
I don't know.
Exactly. So.
What did you want to be when you were small?
That's a good question. I think I probably went, depending on which age I was.
About
I
had different 11. Nights.
When I was your age, I was probably still interested in being, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this. One, when I was younger, I wanted to be an archaeologist.
A what? What?
Someone who like digs up ancient ruins and stuff and studies the past. Because my grandma took a trip to Egypt and she brought all these cool pictures and books back from Egypt. And that made me interested in that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I was a little bit older, probably about your age, maybe a little bit older, I started to think more about money. And I used to tell people that I wanted to be a corporate lawyer.
What?
Without knowing what that really was or what it entailed. I just knew that lawyers made lots of money and I wanted money because I didn't have any money. So that was kind of my thing.
Did you know how you would need to do that?
I knew that you had to go to school for a really long time. That's about all I knew about it. As I got older, I quickly lost interest and being a lawyer, thankfully, or not. I mean, it would be really nice to have lawyer and lawyer money, but it would also, yeah, it's not for me. Although I would like to talk to a lawyer on the podcast if any lawyers are out there.
Lawyer, come to.
One person, I asked a lawyer, but she didn't respond to me. But I don't know if that's because she didn't get it or she's not interested or she just thought it was dumb. But, you know, whatever.
But then she would need to answer, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I don't know how she felt because she didn't respond. And then later on, I wanted to be a rock star. Not a rock star, more specifically an indie rock star. So I could be sort of underground. So I could still go to the grocery store, but I would make my living playing rock music with my buddies.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
So not everybody would follow you around.
Exactly. Exactly. And that, like, I honestly, I don't know. I don't know what I want to do with my life. I feel like all those things that I mentioned before are like childhood dreams, kind of like, I don't want to discourage you, but being an acrobat is sort of a childhood dream because I don't know how many people can make a living and support a dog, a puppy.
Yeah.
As an acrobat. And there are some.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to go about becoming an acrobat. The one thing I do know is that I feel like you have to start when you're younger than you are now. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe.
You should go to the library and look it up. How to be an acrobat.
Then you can also just look it up on the internet now, not in the library.
What? Just go to the library. But what other types of things do you see yourself doing? What would you like to do every day? Like, what sort of things would you like to do every day for money to support this puppy that you're going to get?
Make cupcakes and forgot them.
Well, you can do that.
Yeah.
People do that.
Yeah.
They just have to be really good cupcakes or nobody's going to buy them.
Yeah.
All right.
But then you also need to... But can you just make cupcakes and stand in front of the street?
Well, technically, but it's not the best business model for several reasons. Because if you want to do it at a scale where you're going to earn enough money to live your life, you need to sell lots and lots and lots of cupcakes. And if the more people you're selling to, the bigger you need to be able to prove that the operation is clean and people aren't going to get sick if they eat your food.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of hoops you need to jump through, but that's okay. You don't have to worry about that aspect of it now.
Yeah.
You can't just do it on the street because you're not going to be able to afford dog food if you do it that way.
Yeah. Unless you make the cupcakes 10 euros per.
But nobody's going to buy it. Well, somebody would buy a 10 euro cupcake, but they're not going to buy it from some weird lady with a dog on the street.
I need to buy dog food.
I mean, I wouldn't buy it from a weird lady on the street with a dog.
Me neither.
I would prefer to go down to the store, to the bakery.
Yeah.
A nice place like...
Probably cheaper and...
Well, yeah, hopefully. I mean, 10 euros is a lot to ask for a single cupcake, I think.
Me too.
But okay, so baking cupcakes would be something you'd be interested in.
Yeah, I like baking.
All right, here, but you know, the other side of that, though, is you need to, in addition to all those things that I mentioned, like you have to learn how to run a food establishment. You need to follow specific codes of cleanliness so people don't get sick when they eat your food.
Yeah.
You also need to know how to do business stuff, which includes math.
I can do math.
I know, but you need to make sure that it's right. I'm just saying, there are a lot of things that go along with it, but it's a good thing to work towards. So maybe you should start by working on your cupcake recipe.
Yeah.
I don't mind eating the cupcakes. I'll tell you if they're good or not.
Okay.
All right.
But give me a euro.
Okay. Maybe. So if you were making these cupcakes all the time and selling cupcakes, you'd have your dog. What else? What other types of things do you see for yourself in the future?
I don't know.
Neither do I. I mean, not for you. I mean.
Yeah, that's a hard question.
I think it's okay not to know.
I don't know.
See, do you feel pressure for me asking you that question now?
No. I don't know.
I think you do. You're fidgeting in your chair. You're nervously laughing. Hey, forget I asked.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I think it's going to be all right. I don't know if you're going to be an acrobat or a cupcake baker or something else. I spoke with a teacher a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she teaches 6th grade, which I think is basically group 8.
Yeah.
And she said the kids in your age bracket, this is a much neglected and important time. People tend to focus, like right now, we're already focusing on you going to find a high school. And before that, we're focused on the test scores to make sure that you get into a good high school.
Yeah.
But this teacher that I spoke with was saying that this age range is very much neglected because as far as childhood development goes, this is a very important time. This is when you start to get interested in stuff and you should be encouraged to pursue those interests.
Yeah.
Instead of being forced to think about where you're going to go to high school.
Mm-hmm.
I find the whole high school search both fascinating and tedious. It's a lot to think about. And everybody, and like you start fidgeting in your chair and nervous laughing because you don't even realize that you have all this pressure on you already. And there's no reason for an 11-year-old child to be experiencing so much pressure.
Yeah.
I don't think. So whatever high school you choose, I'm cool with it.
Okay.
I mean, I do have veto power.
What's veto power?
I can say, no, you're not going to that school. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're pretty much on the same page.
Okay. Yeah. That's probably true.
So far, so good. Yeah. I think. Maybe I'll ask you some questions another time. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for taking time out from your busy day to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I value your contribution to the Feel Free to Deviate discussion.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was something. What do you think? I thought it was fun, but I have multiple biases. Kids are great because there's such a wide range of awareness that comes to the surface at different times in their development. They can seem both wise and ignorant in the same conversation or even the same sentence. Sometimes I'm blown away by how mature and focused some kids are. You know, the ones that are super assertive and feel like little adults. One of the things I admire about this particular child is her childishness, and I hope she can hang on to some of that going forward. I'm glad she's so open to exploring all the options that are out there, and I'm having a hard time coming to grips with the fact that she's going to be hanging out with high school kids soon. When you visit these schools, the tour guide is often a student. course, they choose students who give the tours for a reason. They have specific personality traits and they present themselves in a certain way. But they always crack me up. I just smile the whole time. They're generally very friendly and confident, but kind of humorless. Obviously, they're not humorless, but they have a different perspective. You can feel that they are honored that they were asked to be a tour guide. I mean, they probably volunteered. They are so earnest and intense while also being completely naive and inexperienced. I can only imagine what I was like at that age, believing that I knew everything or thinking that I had everything figured out. You know, a new experience gets unlocked every day, and that might change the trajectory of your life for better or for worse, but there's no way to know. Your parents might think they know. Your teachers might think they know, but nobody knows. It is both terrifying and exhilarating, and I should probably talk to more kids. If you have any thoughts or feelings or suggestions or otherwise, let me know. Send an email to mail@feelfreetodeviate.com and I'll get back to you. Probably not the same day, but I will get back to you. Don't forget to check out my social media crap. I'm @feelfreetodeviate on Instagram, YouTube, and the others. Please like, follow, and interact with all my stuff there, if you have the time. My website is feelfreetodeviate.com. There's a playlist called Feel Free to Listen on Spotify now. Search for it and make sure you shuffle. It's imperative that you shuffle because it is a very diverse list and you will not like every song on it. I guarantee. If you'd like to help to offset the cost of producing this show, go to buymeacoffee.com/feelfree. That's just feel free. No deviate. Of course, there is no obligation. Another place you can find financial support is on the Feel Free to Deviate website. There is a donate page. Have you missed any of the previous episodes? You should listen to them during the break. Or perhaps it's a good time to revisit some of your favorites from the past year or so. Or maybe you feel like sharing and discussing episodes with your friends around the water cooler or at a holiday party. Now that is a discussion that I'd like to take part in. Anyway, thank you, dear listeners. Thank you, previous guests. Thank you, future guests. I appreciate you. I appreciate that you're willing to participate in this endeavor of mine. And I appreciate your time. I know how valuable time is. Happy winter holidays, and I'll see you next year.